Hello. Thank you once again for tuning into the SDG summaries. Today's topic of discussion, SDG number 5, gender equality. The statistics for gender equality today are unmeasurable. In today's discussion, we will touch on some of the most common topics of gender inequality, including things like payment gaps and violence against women and girls, locally and worldwide. You will once again, in today's discussion, hear Abby, Rachel, Jared, Cole, and myself, Lily. Okay, so our broad question for this podcast is, how does gender equality affect the world globally? And Abby here has an answer.
Okay, so 70% of women have experienced physical and or sexual violence from an intimate partner throughout their lifetime. That's 7 in 10 women. 37 countries aren't doing anything to stop the predators. 37 countries don't persecute people who rape women. That's crazy. But there are 140 countries that have passed laws on domestic violence and 144 countries that have laws on sexual harassment. So Jared, how do you feel about this?
The reason that those 37 countries aren't doing anything, I think, is because throughout the years, there's been so many, like, religious
factors.
Yeah, religious factors. And as well as it's just, I guess it's just normal for them to have this in their country, and that's why they think it's not a problem. But if they were to see it from the other point of view, they would realize that this needs to stop.
Uh-huh.
And just they think it's just probably just like a custom. And in the Middle East, women were legally required to be submissive and obedient to their husbands. So, and if they weren't, their husbands were entitled to beat them and suspend all maintenance payments. Obedience included never leaving the house without the husband.
Thank you, Jared. That's insane. Rachel, do you have anything to add?
I don't really know, but, like, the fact that those 37 countries don't really, I feel like they almost kind of see it as a norm, and they just, like, are just like, oh, well, there's more important things to focus on, but that's not necessarily true, because there's a lot of this going around in the world today, and a fact that I learned that I thought was kind of shocking, if we stopped, like, terrorist attacks, this would actually help the gender equality through women, and I did not think about that at all, but now the more that I think about it actually kind of makes that true. And I actually did find a shocking fact that at least 200 million women and girls alive today have undergone female genital mutilation in the 30 countries with representative data on prevalence. In most of these countries, the majority of the girls were cut before age 5. Like, for that to happen for them at such a young age is just
heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's terrible. Heartbreaking, and it's just terrible.
But, I have another thing to add, actually, that actually is positive about gender equality, is that a study of women elected to local government in India found that female leadership positively affected the provision of services for both men and women. Of the 22 countries where women constitute more than 30% of the national legislature, 18 has some form of quota for addressing gender gaps. So at least there's some countries, even if it's a few, that are trying to help the gender gap and help the gender inequality, which I think is a positive thing for sure. We gotta call out those good stuff too. There's a lot of negative things for gender equality and inequality, but there are some positives. Cole, do you have anything to add?
Another fact to add was every year an estimated 15 million girls under 18 were married worldwide, and in 2015 only half of the world's working age women are in the divorce compared to 77% of working age men. And 4 out of 5 victims of human trafficking are girls.
4 out of 5. That's crazy.
Well, now that, well, we've talked about things more worldwide, but now going into more of, like, the local and, like, our country, do you guys have anything to add about that?
Yeah, I found this New York Times survey saying that 1 in 5 women have been raped or experienced an attempt of rape, and 1 in 4 women have been stalked, which is really scary, really just sad. And I said the stalked fact wrong. It's 1 in 6, not 1 in 4.
Well, just that fact alone is just...
Yeah, it's just...
I mean...
That's shocking.
Yeah, like, for guys, or just to take time out of their day just to stalk one person, it's just kind of just like, why would you do that? Because that's not...
A little crazy.
Yeah, it's not...
This person that I know, they were having a sleepover with one of their cousins, and the cousin was like, what if I pull up this blind and there's someone watching us? And so the person pulls up the blind and they see this old man that's one of their neighbors just watching them. So, like, people that you think would stalk you aren't necessarily always the people that are stalking you. So, like...
Be careful.
Yeah.
You never know who could be, like, you never know who could get stalked and who is actually doing it. You never know.
It could always be you. So just, like... It
could be you. So be careful. Like, make sure you know where you are, know your surroundings, and know the people that you're around.
Also, the old guy that was stalking these young girls never got in trouble. The cops never did anything, even though the cops were called on many, many times.
The only reason why was because he didn't actually physically do something.
Yeah, but, like, he was still on their property and still, like...
But they probably couldn't prove it, so. They had pictures and they... I don't know.
It's just also scary to think about. You never knew what if he was planning on doing anything or not.
That's the scary part.
It's scary to think that the people that are supposed to protect you, like the cops or like the other people, didn't really do anything about it to like protect these young girls, which is like scary to me because that's just crazy.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. That is a good point. Thank you, Abby. Jared, do you have anything to add to this topic?
I found something about the gender equality with the United Nations, and this took place in Asia, in India. So this was sometime during the week before February 20th of this year, 2018, the Indian Supreme Court strengthened women's property rights by clarifying the Hindu Succession Act of 2005. This act was amended, and it gave daughters the same rights as a son to ancestral assets or inheritance. And the court agreed that the act includes all women, whether they were born before or after the enactment of the law. But before 2005, the familiar custom of haktyag, meaning sacrifice of rights, meant that any woman getting married was forced to give their inheritance to their brothers, as well as not being allowed to have any claims to her husband's family property. So they were just pretty much...
Slaves.
Yes. And were not allowed to get anything from their ancestors or family ties or anything. They were just...
Basically
objects. They were seen as property themselves.
Exactly. Objects of... Just... They were objects. They weren't people. They were objects. Interesting fact.
No one should be treated like that,
though. No one should.
No one should.
Interesting fact. Thank you very much, Jared.
Welcome.
After going over everything that is happening to women and girls today, it is very important for us as the youth of the world to come together and realize that we are all human, and nobody deserves to be treated less of a human just because of their gender, race, sexuality, age, or social status. It all starts in our community. Spread the word. Teach the young men and boys of the world today that this is not okay. It is not much of the women and girls who need to know this is an issue. It's the men and boys. It is the 21st century, and women still have to walk 3 steps behind a man. If we don't come together now, then who will? Thank you for tuning in to today's episode, and we hope to have you listening in to the next episode.